You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Good to have you at Breakout Radio Church, broadcasting live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. Been a rainy week, but it's good to have you in church today. We're praying for the rain of the Holy Spirit here on a Sunday morning, and want to let you people know, and there in particularly in South Carolina, North Carolina, we have several church members in that area that we are praying for y'all this morning. Hurricane Florence, it's been causing a lot of devastation and havoc there. We're praying for you guys that are members of Breakout Radio Church there on the East Coast, as well as millions of people that have been in the path of the storm. So welcome to church here on a Sunday morning. We're a global church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We are a house of prayer for all nations. Today's going to be a wonderful day as we continue to preach and testify with some wonderful testimonies this morning. But we're delighted that you are in church today. Remember, we'll also be having church at 10 a.m. this morning, Breakout Radio Church here on bpnradio.com or on TuneIn Radio, if you have that app. Today, before we start, Gina's going to come and welcome some new members. It's great to be in church today, Gene Gentry, and
yes,
God is good.
Welcome, Breakout family. We're so thankful for all of you this morning. And we have some new members that we want to mention today. Jennifer from Brandenburg, Kentucky. Brian and Shirley from Kodak, Tennessee. Barbara from Eunice, Louisiana. Sandra from Columbia, Missouri. Thomas from Duncan, Oklahoma. Laura from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Bob from Mooresville, Indiana. Betsy from Mansfield, Texas. Amanda from Lake Worth, Florida. And Tommy from Auburn, Maine. Welcome, new members. We're so thankful for you today.
Yes, we are. Thank you for being a member of Breakout Radio Church as we assemble together across America and different nations of the world. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, our website, and then you just can click on Breakout Radio Church, and the membership is right there at the top of Breakout Radio Church. You can submit that to us, and we'll be praying for you. I've been praying for the members today. I've had to I carry your names in my hand and my heart, and we pray for people.
Yes, we pray for our members every day.
And we're just so delighted that you're listening. Well, Gene and I are going to pray right now. We believe the Holy Ghost is just going to come and minister to us. We have some people that's going to share, three people's going to share testimonies today. It's going to be a wonderful service. So, Father, Gene and I just set ourselves in agreement along with people that are members of this church or people that may be visiting Breakout Radio Church today. We set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done in our lives today and in this service. I pray you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive. It's going to be a wonderful day. We pray for those on the East Coast that's in the path of Hurricane Florence. We pray for our members. We pray for Pastor Bill and Jenny Michaels there in North Carolina and their congregation and others that are there in the Carolinas. We pray for you today. We pray the hedge of protection about you. We pray the will of God be done here today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's a great day, and one of our spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertle, is going to come, and he's going to lead us in praise today, and we're just going to open our hearts as we set our face to seek the Lord. So here we go.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for His voice. I will listen for His voice.
Yes, I will. I will set my face.
I will set my face to seek the Lord. I will set my face to seek the Lord. Give my full attention to my God. I will listen for His voice. I will listen for His voice.
My wonderful counselor, my teacher, reminder, revealer, my healer, my strengthener, repairer, refiner, my Jesus, my Savior, my wonderful God. Forerunner and finisher, my conqueror, deliverer, restorer, my hammer, my fire, igniter, redeemer, my Jesus, my Savior,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to set my face to seek the Lord. Yes, we do today, Lord. We are just setting our face to seek You with our whole heart, mind, soul, body, and strength today. We're so very, very grateful, and we are thankful, Lord. Hallelujah. We honor You today. Come magnify the Lord with me, church. Let us exalt His name together. We're so blessed, so blessed, so blessed, so thankful, so grateful today. Love You this morning. Love You, Lord. I bless Your name, honor Your name, magnify Your name, glorify Your name today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank You, Jesus. Glory to Your name. Glory to Your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we love You. We praise You. We honor You. May You be high and lifted up at Breakout Radio Church today in Jesus' name. Lord, may You be high and lifted up. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we praise You and honor You and glorify Your name today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I want to give You an opportunity. I want to give You an opportunity to give today your tithes and contributions. And I want to remind you that if you are a part of a local church, if you're a faithful member of a local church, you give your tithes there, but you can give a contribution here to Breakout Radio Church. If we're your primary church, we just pray that you will be faithful in giving today. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And so I want to give you an opportunity to give today. And all you have to do is make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries. And you can send your contribution, your tithes contribution to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And, of course, you can also give by using your credit card or debit card or PayPal. And you give by simply going to bpnradio.com, our website, bpnradio.com. And there's a donate button right there to your right. You just click on the donate button, and it will come up PayPal. But you can use your PayPal, or you can use your debit card or your credit card. And I just bless you right now as you give today and put God first with your tithes and contributions. Gene and I, for 57 years, we have proven God. He said, prove me. I don't open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. So we are proving God today in Jesus' name. So God bless you as you give this morning. Hey, before I... God bless you as you give today. And while you're giving, I just want to share this before I preach today and before we have some people that's going to testify. I want to remind you that several of our church members will be preaching throughout the day on BPN Radio, as well as Breakout Radio Church, of course, at 10 a.m. But we have Don Brown's going to be ministering today, and Shay Schultz and Michael Sean Bourne, as well as B.K. Jones is going to be preaching today. Also, James Parker and Tammy Logan, Eugene Bullard is going to be ministering today. We're so very, very thankful for these, as well as Kelly Lindsley. And Kelly Lindsley is going to be singing here just a moment before I minister. So we just pray for these members of our church that is going to be ministering today during Preaching Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. I think we have three or four places available if you'd like to preach at Breakout Radio Church, on Preaching Sunday at bpnradio.com. You can contact my son, Rick Gentry, and all you have to do is email him at rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. rickgentrybpnradio@gmail.com. Kelly Lindsley is going to be ministering tonight at 9:30, but he's from Maybank, Texas. He and Catherine, but I'm going to have him to sing before I minister today, and then I'm just going to minister on testifying that we got three other people that's going to help me minister today. So here is Kelly Lindsley, an old song that I love, and he's going to sing, and then I'm going to minister. Here is Kelly Lindsley.
At the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. To his name, glory to his name, glory to his name. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. So rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to
Jesus. Thank you very much, Kelly. Kelly Lindsley, glory to his name. Lord, we love you today. We love you so very, very much. We're so thankful and grateful. So thankful and grateful that we know you today. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verse number 42. Acts chapter 2, 42. And the Bible said, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify. For the past several weeks, I've been preaching a series of sermons about the power of testifying, or about the power of your testimony. You know, the Bible says that we are made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. By the word of our testimony. Revelations 12 and 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Our testimony is so powerful. And we know that Webster says a testimony is a public recounting of a religious conversation or experience. And so, you know, today we have the opportunity to share our testimony, even though we may not feel that we are preaching. But, you know, preaching and testifying, There's a fine line between those. In fact, we can even merge those two together. I was just reading this week about testifying. Jesus said in John 3:32, and what he has seen and heard, that he testifies. So what we have seen and heard concerning our own lives or maybe other people's lives, we're to share that. That's called a testimony. And sometimes a testimony turns into a sermon. Sometimes we preach. Preaching is where there's an anointing that comes upon our lives. We raise our voice, and sometimes we begin to testify, and it turns out to be preaching. In fact, when I was a boy, we had testimony service, and some people would get up and begin to testify, and sometimes they would get up and walk up and down the aisles, and the testimony would turn into a preaching, and some people that were visiting the church, they couldn't tell the difference between the testifying and the preaching. They thought the person up was testifying was actually the preacher, and that's what happened so many times. You know, I was reading yesterday, from the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. At that time, a great persecution, it says, arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles, and they went everywhere. The Bible said they went everywhere, verse 4, those that were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. And then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, preached Christ to them, and the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. So Philip went down. He was a deacon. He was not the pastor, but he was a deacon, but he preached, he prophesied, and he testified. And so the people that were in the New Testament, of course, is our pattern for the church today. It's our handbook. It's our guidebook about sharing what God has done for us. So, the early church, they were preaching and testifying. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, listen to this, but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, so he began to preach, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, heed my words, for these are not drunk, you suppose, seeing it's only the third hour of the day, but this was spoken of the prophet Joel. Then he began to prophesy, or began to rehearse the words of the prophet Joel. Then he said in verse 40, this is very interesting, he said, and with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. So Peter, he prayed, he preached, he prophesied, and testified. We are living in the most remarkable era of church history that we have ever known. The opportunity to testify and to preach and to prophesy. It's amazing where God is pouring his spirit out upon the church, and we are following the New Testament pattern. I believe there is a pastor that leads the church, and most of the time he's the one that preaches or teaches in the church. But outside the church, we have been called to preach and to prophesy and to testify what God has done in our lives, or what we have seen or heard that God is doing in other people's lives. And so we need to have every one of us as members of the church, we need to begin to realize that there is a testimony inside of us, and it may turn into a sermon. Testimony in a sermon may turn into a prophetic time. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:6, here's what it said. This is verse 6, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6. But now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, that's preaching, or by knowledge, that's testifying, or by prophesying, or by teaching? And so we today that have been saved by the blood of Jesus, come to know the Lord, been baptized in the Holy Spirit, we now have the opportunity to begin to share with other people the pastor may even ask us to share in the church, like I'm asking three ladies to do today. But we have the opportunity to speak to people by revelation, by preaching. You say, well, I'm not called to be a preacher, but the preaching anointing may come upon us. We may start testifying, but then we may be preaching, or we may preach, and then we may testify, or we may prophesy, or we may even teach. But we have been given a voice to begin to declare the word. And we know that in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, which is our pattern for the local church, that they were commanded to preach and to testify. So sometimes we preach and sometimes we testify. Sometimes we prophesy and testify. Sometimes we teach and we testify. But there is an anointing, I believe a fresh oil anointing, a Holy Ghost anointing that is coming upon the church, and that we are a part of the church. We are a part of the body of Christ. And I believe that God is anointing us to preach or to testify or to prophesy or to teach. And doesn't have to be in the local church. It can be on our job. It can be in our business. It can be in some type of meeting. It can be in some type of gathering. But I believe that God is opening our tongues, opening our mouth that we may speak and testify, sharing. Yeah, you know, I started out in my ministry by testifying how God called me to early morning prayer, how God called me to share the word of that God had. I was testifying of what God had been doing in my life. And so testimonies are so very, very important. And I'm just calling you to begin to share your testimony of what God has been doing in your life, what you have seen and heard. And I just release that anointing upon you today in Jesus' name. And so I'm going to have three ladies to come. And, you know, one thing is to preach or to share what God is doing in a service, but then we need to demonstrate what God is doing. So I have three that's going to come and testify. Benedine Johnson, one of our members in San Diego, California, she's going to come and share her testimony. Benedine, why don't you come?
Good morning, church. I'm so thankful that I'm able to give a testimony of God's faithfulness in my life. So I'd like to just start off with a quick overview. I was baptized as a baby as a Catholic, and in third grade, making my Holy Communion, I experienced a tremendous love for God. But it was in my 30s that I would hear words that Christians would speak about being reborn and saved. And I became curious about this. So in the 80s, I confessed the sinner's prayer and I accepted the Lord as my Savior. I was in San Diego and I was attending the Ray Bentley Ministries, Maranatha. I was also an active duty Marine all of my adult life, or at least for 29 years of my adult life. So then I was on the move a lot, transferring a lot, but guess what? God was with me on the move. And in Okinawa, Japan, in 1995, I started attending the Camp Foster Gospel Service. Here's where I started going to Bible study, because I was so eager to learn about God's Word. And in 1995, I was baptized at Kadena Air Force Base at White Beach. I tell you, when I was baptized, it was like I saw the doves when I came out of the water. It was the most beautiful experience I had ever had. And there was a chaplain there who touched my life, Chaplain Webster. Week after week, he was at the pulpit. And the words that he would say to the congregation was, "I dare you. I double dare you to fall in love with Jesus." And week after week, I would sit in the pew and I would just hear him saying those words. And guess what? I fell in love with Jesus. I answered the call and I said, you know, I want to fall in love with Jesus. So I did, and it was the most beautiful experience because I believe that's when I really formed that relationship, my own personal relationship with Jesus. So then, of course, I had to leave Okinawa, and I got transferred back to San Diego, and I continued on with my studies. But it wasn't until I got transferred to North Carolina. I was there for 2 years, and I was fellowshipping at the River of Life, and I was just being poured into by the Spirit of the Lord. He was just ministering to my soul so greatly. I was baptized Mother's Day of 2000 with the Holy Spirit. It was just going deeper and deeper into my relationship with the Lord, and I was just so completely satisfied. And I didn't even want to leave when I got my next set of orders. But it was in 2001 that I was transferred back to San Diego. And I went before the Lord, and I was just like, Lord, what do I do? Where am I going to go? What would you have me to do? And he spoke to me in a still, small voice. And he says, and I love it, he always says my name. The Holy Spirit will call my name before he speaks to me. And he said, Benedine, I want you to be a doer of my word. And I remember in James 1:22, where it says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And I thought, wow, I've just been hearing God's word. I've been going to Bible studies. I've been learning about King Jesus. I've been falling in love with Jesus. And now I'm going back to San Diego, and I'm going to start being a doer of his word. Well, I have to say, church, being a doer of the word and a hearer of the word is two different things. And I can say that in obedience, I started my journey of being a doer of the word. And I tell you, it has been a change maker. It has transformed my life into more than I can have even have imagined. I've just been pressing in, and I've been falling more and more deeper in love with Jesus. And I had a lifetime dream all my life since I was 10 to go on that Holy Land tour in Israel. And in March of 2018, I was able to go. I went again with TBN, with Trinity Broadcasting Network, and I went and I got rebaptized in the Jordan River. I tell you, those of you that have gone to the Holy Land and those of you that haven't, it is the most beautiful experience. I mean, being on the boat where Jesus was on the boat with Peter on the Sea of Galilee, I just can't even describe how wonderful that experience has been. So I just want to say to you, church, this is my testimony of how wonderful God has been, how faithful he's been to me. For all of my time as a Marine, he's been my protector. He's been my provider. He's been everything. And I tell you, I have completely surrendered to him, even as a Marine warrior. And today, I can say that I am a true prayer warrior for Christ. I promise you that your life will be changed. Blessings will pour out. I just believe that when we surrender, when we give our lives to the Lord, when we fall in love with Jesus, then our lives will just be radically changed. It really will. And I thank you, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity to testify of God's faithfulness in my life. And I exhort and encourage church, all of us, I double dare even today myself, all of us, to fall in love with Jesus, to put him first, and I know that he will just bless your life as he has mine. And I thank you again, Pastor, for allowing me to share my travel, my overview, my journey with the Lord. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Benedine Johnson, San Diego, for sharing that testimony. That was a wonderful testimony, and we here at Breakout Radio Church, we want to thank you for serving our country these many, many years. Okay, we're going to have another testimony right now because we are to preach and to testify. Either preach or testify. Somebody says, well, I'm so timid, I don't know whether I could do that or not. Well, write it down, and somebody else can read your testimony. Anyhow, we're going to preach and testify, and we're going to have Dr. Carolyn De Leon from Sparks, Nevada. She is she's going to come, and she is going to share a testimony with us today. Carolyn, God bless you as you share a testimony with us today.
Good morning, Pastor Dale, and thank you so much for having me on BPN to share my testimony this morning. And thank you, Benedine. That was a very powerful and inspiring testimony. So thank you, Benedine, for sharing. And good morning, everyone. It's a privilege and an honor for me to be with all of you this morning. And so my testimony and story is an ongoing journey. And so I'm going to highlight what God has done for me over probably the last 20 plus years or so. Specifically, it was about 22 years ago, and I was married at the time. And on August 12, 1996, I had come home from work and found my husband in our bedroom, and he had committed suicide. We were leaders in our church at the time, serving as deacons, and I had been teaching for our children's program for many years at that time. And I really felt as if my life literally shattered just all around me. It felt as if it just lay in pieces all around me. I was forced to move out of our house, and I moved into a one-bedroom condo, and my emotions were in such turmoil that I couldn't sense anything spiritual about myself. I couldn't sense God's presence. I couldn't read my Bible. I couldn't even sit through a two-hour service at church because I was so full of stress and anxiety. And so it was about a year and a half after his death, and I was still not in the healthiest of states mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And I woke up early one morning, and it was about 6 a.m., I guess, and where I lived at the time, outside of my bedroom window, there was a large pine tree. And so I opened the curtains and I opened the window, and I had a cup of coffee in my hand just sipping it, and I was really quiet that morning, just inside and deep in thought. And it was a misty morning outside, but as I was standing there at the window breathing in that smell of fresh misty pine, I heard God speak and felt his presence for the first time in over a year and a half since my husband's death. And this is what I heard God speak to me. He said, "It's time to come back, and when you return, strengthen your brothers." Then it was so loud inside of me, the voice, that I literally had to turn around and see if somebody was standing there. That's how clearly and how loud it seemed to me inside. And so then I felt the Holy Spirit's presence. And it was only in that moment that I felt God's presence that strongly. I'm not even sure how long it was, but I felt his presence just pour over me. And it felt as if I was just soaking in God. And all I could do was stand there. And then, of course, I started crying. And so that was my turning point. It was at that moment, no matter what lay ahead, I knew I was going to make it through to the other side of grief. So later that day, as I was thinking about this experience, I went to my Bible to look up the phrase that I heard, when you return, strengthen your brothers. And I knew I had read it somewhere in the New Testament. I just couldn't remember where it was at. And I discovered that it was in the gospel accounts. And these are the words in the full context of what Jesus spoke. It was to Simon Peter, and it was just after the Last Supper and just before Peter's denial of Jesus. And this is what it says. He said, Jesus said, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have come back, strengthen your brothers." And I just sat back in my chair and I said out loud, "Wow, God." And I interpreted the meaning for my life at that moment to be, the enemy is real and trying to destroy my life, but Jesus is praying for me. God knew that my recovery and my healing was still ahead, and I still had a ways to go. God also knew that I was going to make it and be back stronger and with a deeper, more solid faith than ever before. And no matter what I went through after that, emotionally or mentally or spiritually, I knew Jesus was there. He was praying for me, and I was going to be okay. And so God strategically placed in my life individuals that would minister and pray for me, and I was able to draw strength and healing from them. I had a wonderful counselor. Her name was Corey Marcelino, and God divinely connected me with Pastors Bob and Mary Ellen Schaefer. Some of you may or may not know, but Pastor Bob also had a daughter that took her life years ago, and so he was able to really minister greatly into my life. And of course, I knew that Pastor Dale was praying for me, and there were so many others that God provided for me along the way. And since then, God has opened doors for me to get my PhD in management, a master's degree in counseling psychology. God has opened doors for me in the workplace to be an executive leader, and to minister to people inside the workplace. I've counseled and held grief recovery support groups over the years and have seen God heal others, and have watched as God has brought that same healing from grief and loss to others through me. I was able to write two books. One is my personal story called Dawning of a New Day, A Journey Out of Darkness, and the other one is a grief recovery workbook that is designed to have a 10-week grief recovery group using this workbook, and it's called New Day Grief Recovery Workbook. But one of the most memorable moments was about 4 years ago. I ran into a lady that went through one of my 10-week grief recovery groups, and she said that God did such a healing in her life that she went back to school and got her master's degree in counseling and was in her internship to get her clinical license as a counselor. And so God really took my situation and turned it so that he's able to work through me to see others healed in many, many different ways. And so I'm very grateful to the Lord. And my story is not over, but it's continuing to unfold. And I just want to say thank you again, Pastor Dale, for allowing me to share my testimony. Amen.
Okay, thank you very much, Carolyn De Leon. We have known Dr. Carolyn De Leon for a long, long time. And what a wonderful lady she is. And good job there, Carolyn, for sharing your testimony, all that you've gone through. And you know, sometimes out of grief and sorrow and difficulty, our testimony arises out of the fire. That's happened to Carolyn, but she refused to sit down, turn aside, but she has taken what has happened to her and turned it into a wonderful testimony. So, you know, sometimes we go through a lot of difficulties and grief and sorrow, but all of that can be turned into a wonderful testimony. It's good to have Pastor B.K. Jones. We have known her and her husband Les for a long time, and she is a pastor and she's from Hartsell, Alabama. And so BK is going to come and share a testimony with you today. Welcome, Pastor BK Jones.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. What a privilege it is to be with you this morning and to follow someone who I consider one of my spiritual daughters, Carolyn DeLeon. What an incredible woman of God she is. And I just want to affirm her today. What a blessing she is. As I watched her walk through her grief and overcome, I'm just so proud of her. Les and I were her youth pastors years ago. But I just want to share this morning just about the goodness of God in my life. I was saved at 5 years old, and God just spoke to me and told me that I knew I wasn't ready to meet him yet at 5 years old in the middle of a tornado. I met him at 7 years of age. I started in a youth camp, and I committed my life to the Lord for ministry. I was like, they said, who wants to give their life to Jesus and surrender for ministry? And I was like, well, that sounds awesome. I'd love to do that. And so I did that. I made that commitment to God at that young age to follow him, whatever he wanted me to do. And I had no idea what that entailed. Right after that, my mom got sick with breast cancer and later died 3 years ago. And we had just been a cookie cutter family. And all of a sudden, our lives just turned really dark. And the enemy just came in and really caused a lot of havoc in our lives. But God, who's rich in mercy, rescued me, and I knew that I had met him. I knew that he loved me because he had shown great love to me, but I didn't know how to get to him, so I would just begin to cry out to God in the dark hours of the night when things were going on that should never happen in a home. I would cry out to the mighty God that I had met at youth camp, and I would just ask him to come and be with me. And a lot of times all I could cry out was the name of Jesus. And as I spoke that name, he would just come into my room. And I can't say this without crying, but the great God of the universe would come to me. He would literally, I was so broken and I would be begging him to die. And he would come to me. And Pastor Dale, I don't know if people can imagine this, but literally, as a little 10-year-old girl, he would just scoop me up in his lap. That's what it felt like. He would wrap his arms around me, and I'd be saying, please just let me die. Please let me get out of this mess. And he would hold me so tightly, and he would show me my future. He would show me ministering to people in front of large crowds, and he would show him taking me around the world to share hope and love. And that's the reason I hung on, because he spoke to me and because God himself came to me. And I feel like he raised me. He was the one, and he put people in my life, godly people in my life, my grandparents, my pastors, just people on and on that he aligned my life with so that I could know him and so that I could follow after the path of ministry. When I was 12 years old, I met Dottie Rambo, and her life had fallen apart when she was 12. And so God put her in my path at that time when I really wasn't sure I was going to continue to follow him. And I saw her and heard her testimony, like we're testifying today of his goodness. And I hope some little girl hears this today. But I heard her testimony and how she overcame and how she made it, and how God just fathered her. And so I thought, well, if he did it for Dottie, he can do it for me. And I pray somebody will be saying that today. If he did it for BK and for Carolyn and for Bernadine, then he could do it for me. And when I was 14 years old, I received my first prophetic word by a man named Brother Pitts, and it was in a church of God. I didn't hear any of the message, but he called me out. I had never heard a prophetic word. He asked me to stand up, and he prophesied over me that God was going to use me greatly, that he was going to take me around the world. I would speak to nations, and we're doing that this morning, praise God. And he told me that that my pain would have purpose and that God would show his power through me. Well, I was excited, and I grabbed onto that word. I've had many other prophetic words. When I had a long dry season in ministry, Pastor Dale, you prayed over me, and you started praying as you do a lot of times. God just blessed BK. I just declared the will of God over her life. And this day, I always felt like Les got the best words from you. And this day, I remember telling Les, go to the other side of the church. I have to hear from God today. And you began to pray the will of God over me, and then you just started praying in tongues and you started kind of swiveling my head around with your hand, and you said, "Why don't you preach? Why don't you prophesy?" And you just continued to say that and get louder and louder. And it awakened the preacher in me. It awakened the gift of prophecy in me after what seemed like a long dry spell when nobody saw the gift of God in me, I felt like. And there were several dry seasons, but God was faithful through all of them to confirm his word. And I would hold on to his word, and I would speak to myself many, many times in the in-between times. I would speak to myself what I heard you say from the Lord. Why don't you preach? Why don't you prophesy? I have told you to preach and prophesy. You said, don't be afraid of man, to follow after God and go after what he said. So over and over, God confirmed his word. A few years ago, about 4 years ago, I was crying to the Lord, and I hate to admit that I was that pitiful, but I think this is going to resonate with somebody out there. I was crying out to God, and I said, Father, why don't you open doors for me? Why am I not preaching? And he said, everybody that wants to preach is preaching. And I stopped, and I said, what? You know I want to preach, and the bookings just aren't coming. And he said, you don't want to preach. There are street corners all over this town that you could be preaching on. If you really want to preach, you'll find somewhere to preach. You'll find somewhere to do what I've called you to do. And he pointed my eyes. I was driving down Highway 31 in Decatur, and he pointed my eyes toward a rehab. And he said, if you really want to preach, go in that rehab and tell them you'll do whatever they need you to do. I've had you praying for them for 2 years. I want you to go and tell them that you'll do whatever they ask you to do. So I told the lady that, and that was part of the beginning of my breakthrough. I started preaching there, and I thought I was doing them a great favor, but that wasn't true at all. I was so deceived because they did me a great favor, ministering to those women who were broken, who were hurting, and speaking life to them just awakened the gifts of God in me once again, and God just started pouring through me. About 2 years ago, I joined the John Maxwell team, and John has such a gift for leadership and such a gift for training, and the whole team is so positive. So I became a certified life coach there. But what God did was in that time there, in 4 days there, in our training, our live training — we have a lot of training other than that — but in our live training, God just connected my heart with different people. And then about 2 months ago, John Potter from Canvas Church in Birmingham prophesied over me that God was putting my name on the hearts of great men. And I thought, that's strange, but we were in the middle of a steakhouse, and John just stopped last night when we came in, and he said, I have a word for you. I didn't give it to you tonight, but I want to give it to you now. And so John spoke that word, and it resonated with my spirit, and he prophesied over me the very things that God spoke to me when I was a broken little girl, the very things that Brother Pitts had spoken to me when I was 14, the very thing that you had spoken to me when I was about 27. And so God just began to confirm his word, so I knew it was true, because John could not have known the things that God had spoken. It was about 3 weeks later, Pastor Dale, when Rick called me and asked me to be on BPN Radio. He said, my dad has been talking about you all day. And right there, God said, I told you I was putting your name on the heart and the minds of great men, that at that time, great men were going to speak your name and help align your future. And so I believe there's so much power in alignment. And as I came under John Maxwell, and then God put you and reconnected us back together. I had been listening to BPM for quite a while, and I would message you occasionally, but we hadn't been able to see each other in a very long time. And when Rick called, I knew that that was the call that started aligning my destiny. And I'm telling you, since then, Pastor Dale, God has just been opening doors that are just blowing my mind with his goodness, because he's so faithful. He never forgets. Somebody once told me, they said, you know all those things you say God told you? They said, he's told me all that too. And I said, well, the difference between you and me is that I believe what he said. You have to believe what he said. And I never let go of those promises that started coming when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, and I've hung on to them. And at 53 years old, I want to encourage somebody today, at 53 years old, I'm seeing his promises come to pass. and I'm seeing my voice go around the world through BPN Radio. I'll be preaching in Atlanta this next week with Lee Grady at Bold Venture, preaching and declaring the word. I'll leave for Kenya in October and go and preach the word over there. All those things started aligning as I put myself in alignment with great men and women of God. And Galatians 5:7 says, you were running a race well. Who cut in on you that you didn't finish? And it said, it certainly isn't God, for he's the one who called you to freedom. So we can't let people cut in on us. We have to run with patience this race and hold on to the words God gives us and declare them over ourselves and eagerly desire what he says.
Okay.
So praise God for his word today.
Thank you very much, BK Jones, for that wonderful testimony. Wow, that's great. And BK will be preaching on BPN Radio following our 10 a.m. service this morning at 11 a.m. She preaches every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on BPNradio.com. We call it Preaching Sunday, 18 hours of continuous preaching. How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And so who's going to send them? Well, the Holy Ghost and people that open the doors of opportunity. That's what we love to do here on at Breakout Radio Church and BPNradio.com. What a wonderful testimony from these ladies. And I just speak a release over those of you that are attending church today here at Breakout Radio Church. There'll just be a release of that anointing to preach, to prophesy, to testify. How am I going to get started? Well, start out with a testimony, sharing what God has done in your life, as you've heard these three ladies this morning. That's how I started out, just sharing my testimony of how God called me to pray and then how God called me to preach. And you may just start by writing it down. And you may just want to send it to me. You know what? You can send it to my personal email address, DaleGeneGentry@cs.com. DaleGeneGentry. @cs. C is in Cal, S is in Sam, cs.com. You might just want to write it down and say, Pastor, I'm going to send you my testimony. I might be able to read your testimony. Or start, but you got to start testifying. And your testimony may turn into a sermon. You may testify, and that may turn into preaching. Or you may preach, and then it may turn into a testimony. So Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he started out preaching and then ended up testifying. And so preaching and testifying and prophesying all go together. And I just speak that word of release to you today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And those of you that don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you're not sure of your salvation. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, I'll serve you all the days of my life. Well, that's pretty simple, but, you know, the plan of salvation is really simple. And sharing your testimony with other people and asking them if they know Jesus is very, very important in their lives. And I just pray for you today that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and speak that word of release over you, to share, to testify, to preach, to prophesy, to teach, to declare the word of the Lord. And so we just bless you. Gene and I bless you in Jesus' name. It's been great to be at church today, hasn't it, Gene?
Yes, it has. It's been a wonderful day. And I just pray that you and your family will have a blessed day today. Know that we love you very much.
And we love you, and we're praying for you. And
yes, we
you
are.
Know, it's amazing that we can preach, lead a church, a worldwide church, every Sunday. I know it's an unusual thing, but the Lord put it in our hearts, and we're just being obedient to Him. Yeah. So we're thankful and grateful. We love you guys. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you for coming to church today at Breakout Radio Church. And remember to tell your friends that these services are replayed every weekday, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on bpnradio.com. Have a wonderful day. Our pastor, Bill Hart, is going to be preaching next. God bless you. We love you.